Okay, but I say Shabbat, Sunday Hanukkah shiur is one of my favorite shiurs of the whole year, because I can honestly say we're probably the only institution that's still learning Torah this morning. Every yeshiva, every high school, every kollel, every elementary school is closed today. And I'm not, I have no tainas on them, you know. That's the practice is to give off this weekend. Even in Lakewood, someone told me, in Lakewood, it's an unofficial day off. It's not officially off, but there's an assumption that people are going to miss today. I think it's an unbelievable schuss that we get to come here and learn even on a day where there's not so much Torah right now in the morning. Again, I'm not knocking the yeshivas or those people that are taking off today, but L'maisa and Matzias says there's a lot of less Limud HaTorah this morning, so Baruch Hashem, we can fill that void, and it's always special to learn Torah, A, on Hanukkah, and B, at a time when people are not learning. It's a special Siyata Deshmaya when we're learning Torah when people are not. And I think, you know, most people are not. Either they're sleeping late or whatever they're doing, but it's a big schos. The Tiferes Shloima from Radomsk points out the famous Gemara on Shabbos, when the Gemara says, "My Hanukkah." What's Hanukkah? And the Gemara says, "The Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the Brisa, the whole story." So the Tiferes Shloima says, "No, you have to read the Gemara. It's my Hanukkah. What's the whole Yom Tov of Hanukkah about? The Tanur Rabbanan, you're supposed to learn Torah, period. That's the whole Yom Tov. The ganze Hanukkah is just the Tanur Rabbanan, you're supposed to learn Torah." So everyone knows the famous joke that the Yevanim won because all the yeshivas closed for Hanukkah. So the Greeks got what they wanted. They got the yeshivas to close. Okay, there's some truth to that. But the point is, I find it is a very big schus that we're able to learn Torah today. And it's not easy. I know people have plans today. People have things to do. It is still Sunday of Hanukkah. It's a big family day today. For those who listen to the podcast that I gave on Friday, I'm a very big believer that Hanukkah has a lot to do with family. Hanukkah is very much connected to family more than all the other Chagim. More than Purim, more than other Yom Tov. There's something special because the menorah has to do with the bias, and the bias is the family, and we all have to connect to our family. It's important to spend time with the family. I have a Hanukkah party later today, 100%. I think it's important. But we start our morning off, we don't miss here. You know, we'd have Shan Tisha B'Av if we could. You know, we try not to miss here. But Baruch Hashem, it's an opportunity that I can only give shir if people want to come. I could give shir to a recorder. I've done that before. But to give shir in person with people is a schus. I thank all those who did come join us on a Sunday morning like this to come join us and learn some Torah.
I'm just kidding, Ed. I know. Normally don't like to add, but when Rabbi Yeager gave the shir... Really? What?
You don't normally like to add?
No. I mean, to this part.
I was going to say...
to this part.
It's a fastball down the middle. I didn't
I let it go. To this part. So when Rabbi Yeager gave the shir... He also spoke about what you did on Thursday at Thanksgiving in the Kol. He said about what's Hanukkah. He says they're not always. He says they're also to learn Ba'amkes. You know, to learn Be'iyun. You know, it's everyone thinks. You know, like what we always discuss. You leave yeshiva, so you become a Daf Yomi Yid and a Mishnah Berurah. You forget about learning Ba'amkes. He says Hanukkah is the time to be mischazik. So I just want to give another plug to the yeshiva.
Yeah, Hanukkah is about Torah Shabbat Peh, and Ikar Lima Shel Torah Shabbat Peh is Ba'amkes. Yeah, person has to understand and the lumdus and all the goodies that we do here. I also want to publicly thank all those that were mishtatif in my very, very thoughtful and very, very beautiful, very generous Hanukkah gift that I received. I know from my own family, I know what it's like to spend money on Hanukkah for your kids and your grandkids. Hopefully everyone should have great-grandchildren. It's expensive, Hanukkah. It starts to add up. You have Baruch Hashem large families. And then on top of that, to have to, you know, think about giving money to the Magid Shir, it's very, very touching. It's very touching for myself and my family to know that all of you appreciate what gets done here, the amount of time we put into the preparation for the shurim, the giving of the shurim. So on behalf of my family and myself, we're very, very grateful and we appreciate all that is done. And a special thanks for Michael, because I know without him it wouldn't have got done. He's in charge of everything, so I thank him also. I'd go on, but it bothers him. But that doesn't usually bother me, but for today, we're short on time, so I'll give him what he wants. My Hanukkah present.
Plus, I put in my 2 cents.
My Hanukkah present to him. But in any case, I do appreciate everything, and I wish that we can only continue to share and learning. We should be able to get together for many, many more weeks, and many more months, and many more years, and in good health. We should be able to share together in Simchas Baruch Hashem. We should be able to continue learning and growing Mechoyel Achoyel in our learning together.
Amen.
Okay, so we're holding over here in a sugya from last week, where we were talking about the Menorah. So let's remind ourselves. We know the Gemara tells us there's three ways to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hanukkah. Is what's called Ner Ishu Beisoi, which means one menorah per house, with one candle per night. That's the baseline chiyuv. Today, we'll get this a little clearer, I hope, today. We'll be mechadish, a big chiddush, in the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah tonight, I hope. Then there's the baseline. Then there's what's called, the Gemara calls Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. Now, Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad is a machlokes rishonim, what that means. According to Tosfos, Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad means that everyone in the house lights their own menorah. According to the Rambam, it means that you light kefi the amount of people in the house. That's the second level. Then there's the third level, what we call mahadrim mina mahadrim. And there's another machloekish mishayim. How do you do mahajim min a mahajim? Does mahajim min a mahajim mean you take the second level and make it better? Which means, instead of every individual lighting their own menorah of one, each individual lights their own menorah of the night of Hanukkah. Or does the balabais continue to light his own menorah, but he lights kefi the amount of people in the house, and based on the amounts of nights of Hanukkah. So the Rambam gave us an example. A person has 10 people in his house. So tonight he's going to light 70 candles. One menorah, one madlik, with 70 candles. By us, we'll follow the shita of the Ramah, we'll have many menorahs with the amounts of the nights of Hanukkah. That's what we talked about last week. So what we got into last week was the question of, why does the Rambam hold that there's only one madlik? Why does the Rambam think there can only be one person lighting the menorah, while us, the Ramah, have many people lighting the menorah? So we said last week a mahalach from the Biskarov. We said last week, this is already on page 2, we said a mahalach from the Biskarov. The Biskarov told us it's tali in a sugya in Rebbe Loz de Mila. He had a machloikis in Rishayim in the 19th parak of Shabbos. Do you go back for tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es ha'mila during the week? A mo'el does the bris mila, and he realizes that he left some strands, but those strands are not ma'akv the mila. But he finished the meal, he put his mild knife down, he went to get breakfast, and then the mother's checking the baby, and the mother realizes he didn't do a good job. So does he go back for those strands? So it's machloikis Rishayim. Some Rishayim say, depends, if it's Shabbos, you don't go back for Shabbos, it's not ma'akiv. But if it's choyl, you go back. While other Rishayim say, no, the Rambam Shita was, even b'choyl, you don't have to go back. So the Biskarov said, based on his grandfather, the Beis Alevi, what's the machloikis talin? So machloikis talin is yisoid. Can you do hiddur mitzvah after the mitzvah is already completed? The mitzvah is over. You put down the knife, the mitzvah is finished. Now you're going to go back to do hiddur mitzvah? No. Says the Beis Alevi, there's no hiddur mitzvah after the mitzvah is over. Hiddur mitzvah is before. Let's, for example, you have two esroigim in front of you. So you pick the nicer one because of hiddur mitzvah. You're middle doing the mitzvah, you pick the nicer one. But if the mitzvah is already over, I completed, I finished the entire mitzvah, then you don't go back for hiddur mitzvah. That was the yisoid of the Beis Halev. Therefore, the Biskarov laid it out very nicely for us. The Biskarov said, that's the machlokes Rambam and the Ramah over here. The Rambam, l'shitasei, holds, there's no hiddur mitzvah after the mitzvah is over. It's impossible. Therefore, says the Biskarov, so how can you have one of the Bnei Habayis light the menorah? The father lit the menorah, he's yoytzei the mitzvah for the whole family. So now I'm going to light my own menorah. For what purpose? For hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah after the mitzvah is over. There is no hiddur mitzvah. So it has to be that the father's in the middle of lighting, so he'll light many candles. That will be the hiddur mitzvah. However,
these are all gedolim, the children we're talking about.
No, according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, he held that according to the Rambam would include even the children.
No. What I'm saying
in
is,
the Rambam?
Is that the issue beso is the beso includes adult children.
For sure, adult children, and Rabbi Soloveitchik thought it even includes children.
Right, so 13. I'm saying that the adult children would not have to light their own.
Correct.
In other words, it would only be the father.
Correct. So says the Biskarov, why is it that way? Because the moment the father puts down the fire and the kid picks up his own menorah, that's already in the hiddur mitzvah world. Hiddur mitzvah world can't exist on its own.
If you hold it's totally under bias.
Correct, exactly. Right. 100%, very good. That's the Biskarov's assumption, which is what Acharin we're going to deal with.
The word mahadrin doesn't necessarily mean hiddur. I know, I understand.
Correct, machloekes rishayim. It is machloekes rishayim. No, you're 100% right. Rashi learns mahadrin doesn't mean hiddur. Rashi means it comes from lashon of running after.
Right, so machloekes rishayim. That whole mahalak doesn't work if that.
Right. Meaning Biskarov is assuming that we're talking about typical hiddur mitzvah. You're right. The answer to the kash is there's a new type of hiddur mitzvah over here, which is what I want to develop today to learn that what we call mahadrin min a mahadrin is not hiddur mitzvah on steroids. Right? That's not what Mahajim and Mahajim is. It's a totally different lumbus, and we'll bring many rise to that you saw. And that would answer up this kasha, 100%. So let's see. So that was the Biskarov's point. So Biskarov's point was, it's the Rambam l'shitasai, it's the Ramah l'shitasai. Why is it the Rambam l'shitasai? Because the Rambam holds you can't have hidden mitzvah after you finish the mitzvah. So therefore, according to the Rambam, if the father would put down the shamish and be done, then the kid would start again. He's doing a hidden mitzvah with no mitzvah. There's no such concept of hidden mitzvah. While the Ramah holds, no. The Ramah holds in Hilchas Mila that you go back for the tzitzit shein ma'akvin even after the meal is over. Because the Ramah holds you can have hidder even though you don't have the mitzvah in front of you. Therefore, says the Biskarov, that's why the Ramah holds you can have the kids lighting the menorah even though it's only hidden mitzvah because the Ramah held you can have hiddur mitzvah without the actual mitzvah taking place.
So one technical question. Once the father puts, if you're holding Isha Beso, right? Mm-hmm. So the mitzvah's on the house.
Right.
So the father does it, and the mitzvah's done.
Correct.
Then he puts the light down.
Now the kid starts.
Now, even he can't light more, because in other words, so
that's while you're still oisik in it, that's considered
but
still being oisik.
In other words, he blew the
and the Chanami, according to the Biskarov, then he wouldn't be able to continue lighting. Let's say he forgot. Let's say he thought it was the third night. It's really the fifth night. So according to the Biskarov, there'd be no concept for him to continue lighting because of
him. That's one question. The second 100%. question is when the son then does it, is that a hiddur on the mitzvah?
Or?
Because only the person who's doing the mitzvah has the ability to do the hiddur. So this is complete. In other words, I can't be mahadir.
Someone else's mitzvah.
Someone else's mitzvah.
Maybe you could. Why do you think you can't?
Maybe I should ask. Can I?
I think you probably could. The question is, do I have a chiyuv to be mahadir Yenu's mitzvah? So when you talk about Neri Shubesis, so it goes back to our old Hakira. Is the pshat that the mitzvah is on all of us? It's just dad's being mitzi us? Or the pshat is the mitzvah is not on all of us, the mitzvah is on the bias. And if I'm part of the bias, so I could be mahadir that mitzvah because I am connected to that mitzvah. So I would think you could be mahadir someone else's mitzvah.
Does he make a bracha on the hiddur mitzvah?
Oh, so that's a separate question. Do you ever make a bracha on hiddur mitzvah? What would happen? We'll talk to the Chuvah Shabbat Kiveg I want to get to today.
But the minute you throw this, everybody makes their own brachas, right?
Oh, good. That's the problem. That's what Kiveg is going to bring a right to that. Very good. Right, so right. Meaning, if this whole Shtickle Torah is right, so how does any kid, how does any...
Even adult, any other...
Right, how does any other person in the house make a bracha? What's he doing? He was ready Yoytze with the father's lighting. So now he's doing Hiddur Mitzvah. You make a bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah? How do you make a bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah? So we're going to come back to that hopefully in a few minutes. So what was the Brisker Rav's Yisoy? So we understand the Brisker Rav's Yisoy. What's the major kash on the Brisker Rav's Mahalach, which all the Acharonim ask? I don't get it.
Even the Lashon Mahadrin, Yim Mahadrin. Forget about my first question.
Yeah.
You're saying that it's a bigger hiddur than any other hiddur. So therefore, all halachas of regular hiddur don't apply.
And therefore,
even if you're holding that
this is
that kind of hiddur, then everybody should light and everybody should make their brachas, and that should mean
you're suggesting that this is a different type of hiddur mitzvah.
Right.
I'm with you
100%.
I agree with you. I think you're right. You don't find this lashon by hiddur mitzvah. But hiddur mitzvah says zeh keilu manveyu.
Right.
That's another deal. There are many, many rayas. I'm going to get to a few today. There are many, many rayas that hiddur mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is not typical hiddur mitzvah. I think that's the yisoid we got to take away from this year Chanukah. That the hiddur mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is not typical hiddur mitzvah. It doesn't follow. The biggest raya says the Brisker Rav. I don't forget to hopefully get to the Brisker Rav points out. Hiddur mitzvah at shlish. You only have to do up to a third. Every mahajim and mahajim is going to be more than a third. It's always going to be more than hiddur mitzvah.
Plus also David's point.
Has different rules.
That's true. Right? We spoke about that.
David's point. How can I be mahadir your mitzvah? Obviously,
I don't think it's shver to say I can be mahadir Yenim's mitzvah. The question is,
it's your mitzvah. How do I be mahadir? Because
I make it nicer. I can make it nicer. The question is, am I mechuyev to make Yenim's mitzvah nicer? But it could be it's not Yenim's mitzvah. It could be it's my mitzvah. We're all part of the bias. Part of the bias, right? So right. You can support his. You can give him money. I don't think you're mechuyev. But what's the
kind? Still considered hiddur mitzvah?
Yeah. He's doing a nice mitzvah. It doesn't matter.
If I'm doing it for him?
What do you mean you're not doing? You helped him get the money. But at the end of the day, he's the one shaking the nice lulav.
Uh-huh. What's a third of what?
Up to a third of what it costs. And let's have an example. It costs, $3 to buy a menorah, to use one candle, so you don't have to spend more than a third of that. Every mahajim and a mahajim is going to be more than a shlish. It's always going to be like that. Okay, so what's the cash on the Brisker Rav's Mahalach? So, besides Rabbi Moshe Weiss's kash, Rabbi Moshe Weiss thinks that the kid lighting might be still an extension of the father's lighting. We'll put that aside. What's the bomb kash in the Brisker Rav? I don't get it. Every child who lights a menorah in his house is thinking, I don't want to be yoytze with my father's menorah. I have das to be mechavin to make my own mitzvah. I don't want to do ner yishu beisir. I want to do ner lechol echvecha. So it's ki'ilu you are mechavin not to be yoytze with the father's adloka. So if I'm mechavin not to be yoytze with my father's adloka, it's my own ma'isa adloka. If it's all my ma'isa adloka, it's not hiddur mitzvah. It's mitzvah lechshel atzma. So what's the problem of the Rambam?
Maybe there's an Indian of hiddur mitzvah on the bias. Is that ever shaykh to say something like that?
Of course, let the father light 100 menorahs.
There is one sheet to it.
Right. But the problem is, why can't I just... Well, what was the Brisker's point? The Brisker's point is that if the father lets someone else light, it's no longer hiddur mitzvah on the actual mitzvah. Yeah, that's assuming that it's one big mitzvah. But why don't I chop it and say, no, that's the dad's mitzvah. I don't want to be yaitzeh with the dad. I want my own mitzvah. Then when I light my own little menorah, I'm doing mitzvah plus hiddur mitzvah. I'm good to go.
How could you do that?
Why?
Because if according to the Rambam, it's on the bias, how could you exclude yourself from part of the bias?
Das is the teretz. Very good. That's exactly the answer the Acharonim point out. We'll bring this out a little clearer. What David is saying is you say that all the Acharonim, right? That according to the Rambam, the reason why you're automatically yaitzeh with the father's menorah. It's not like you have an option to opt in, opt out. Let's say, for example, your father makes kiddush. So you can listen to him in half. You say, no. I'm hereby mechavet not to be yoytze with my father's kiddush. I want to make my own kiddush. Good. But zok the Rambam, Chanukah's neri shubesa. everyone who's in the bayis is automatically yotze. The only way is if you detach yourself from the bayis, and you're not ready. You're not ready to do that yet. You're not ready
so
to do that.
So how do you make the bracha?
You don't. Only the father does.
One thing. What bracha? Hold on. Typical house. Man lights. Bunch of kids.
They don't hold.
Because they don't hold like the Ramban. Yeah. They hold like the Ramah. They hold that the pshat is not a net, it's not a chiv on the bayis. It's a chiv on everyone, and the father's being yotze me. So I decide not to be yotze with my father. I opt out for my father's ability, just like Kiddush Friday night.
If he holds a chiv on the bayis, what's pshat hadlaka osa mitzvah? It shouldn't matter as long as there's a chana candle in the house. Why is there a mitzvah to light it? A mitzvah to be lit.
Okay, that's a separate sugya we'll have to cover. Could be we did it once. I don't remember.
That's the question whether there means hadlaka's there.
Yeah. Okay, it's a separate question. I'm saying that. Okay, we'll have to one day when we get to that sugya, we'd have to work that sugya. I'm not disagreeing. But the point is, according to the Rambam, it comes out that it's a chiv on the bayis. Unless you detach from the bayis, you're yaitza automatically. So having kavanah doesn't help. That's l'chayy the mahalach that all the achronim want to say in the Rambam. Now the truth is, if you look over here, number 11, let's get back to our original sheet, page 2 in the booklet. So there's a machloikis mashal and taz. Fascinating machloikis taz and mashal. Number 11, left side, page 2. The booklet. There's machloikis mashal and taz, the following scenario. What happens if a man is away from his house for Hanukkah? He's in a hotel room, whatever. He's in a hotel, his wife is home with the kids. Okay? And now he wants to know, does he light menorah in his hotel room? So he has to first know, can he use electric menorah? He has to listen to last week's shir. Okay, good. Once he knows that, he knows
the
if
Taz
he...
Taz heard the shir.
Right, the Taz did, right? But the guy who's in a hotel probably didn't hear our shir. So he should listen to the shir first, and then he can figure out how does he light menorah. Good. But his wife is going to light menorah at home. His wife is going to put up a beautiful menorah. She's going to make the bracha. She's going to sing alanisim. She's going to do everything. So does he still make a bracha on his menorah in his hotel room? Because again, it's ner ishu beisai. My wife lit in my house. I'm technically yotze. So can I now turn around and light in my other bayis, my second home? Yeah, but can you make a bracha? Right, we know, we don't assume like the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but we assume that if you're going to light in places that are going to be mefarshim in the nes, unless they're actually a bayis, you can't make a bracha. So the question is, you can light, no question. Can you make a bracha? So it's machloikis.
By the way, according to the Lubavitcher, just as a side thing, do you only make shas and nisim, or you make lahadlik
ner? Oh, no, they make lahadlik ner.
How do they make lahadlik ner no more?
They're medame it to the case in the Shulchan Aruch. They're medame it to the case of lighting in the Beis HaKnesses.
Ah,
and they'd say the same way you can make a bracha when you're malik with Beis HaKnesses. Because of Pesu Menisa, so whenever you have
a... house.
Yeah, okay, that's true too.
All right, let's not go.
Yeah, I don't like it. Did he make a bracha?
No.
I don't think he made a bracha.
No, the woman made it.
The woman made the bracha. I heard her bracha, right? The woman made the bracha. She made a lovely bracha.
By the way, that's totally, you know, to this year about where women, whether she could do it in a show in a public place.
Yeah, she made a nice bracha.
She made that
year.
That's why she went.
So we spoke about this once on a Sunday a few years ago. I have to take a listen.
Right.
The alumnus, but it's alumnus shashir, because if you remember, the whole lighting in the shul is a minug, right. And the halacha is, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you make a bracha on that hadlaka. Rabbi Yosef Cairo was against making brachas on minhagim, which is why Svarim don't make a bracha on Hal to Rosh Chodesh. This is always a trivia question. What's the only Rosh Chodesh that Svarim make a bracha on Halal? Is it today?
Today.
It's because of Hanukkah, not because of Rosh Chodesh. So, how can the
Mechab... all year long, they don't make any brachas?
Nope. It's Machloikis Rishonim.
It's also the Hasidim Rebbe.
Which? He doesn't make a bracha?
Only daven for the Yom. Everybody should think, oh, he wants to get the...
Yeah.
Because as a tzibur.
As a tzibur.
He made the bracha, but independently,
really?
I don't think he would.
Really?
He gets, yeah.
That's a chiddush, really. Yeah. Interesting. He was choshish for those Rishonim?
Yeah.
Wow. There is an inyan not to daven b'yichidus on Rosh Chodesh. I always tell people, if you're going to have to travel and not daven with a minyan, Rosh Chodesh is a bad day to do so, because many poskim hold, if you're not betzibur, it's a question if you can make the bracha. So if you're going to have to schedule your travel days, try not to travel on Rosh Chodesh, so, or daven with a minyan, whatever, because it's a big shayla if you can say halal without a minyan on Rosh Chodesh. We talked about this also in previous years. So geshmak ha-sugya, halal on Rosh Chodesh. But in any case, so Chabad is a shtickle kasha for a different time. But so back to the shayla with the hotel. So the guy's in the hotel, his wife lights him and they're back in the house. What happens now? So says the Taz number 11. Marshal Kosa Bekitsub Sokov. Ish vi ishtoi bivade maspik la nerechot. Husband and wife, one candle's good enough. Vach senoi ha nosoi. Let's say you have a guest who's married. Im eni yudei she ishtoi madlakas lovi. If he doesn't know if his wife lit for him, this is before there was ways of communication. You don't know what your wife did. We're talking to Taz. We're talking 1600s. Marshal, late 1500s. You have no idea if your wife lit. No, what's that? They must have had a bad connection, right? So then, Yochel Hadig Levorch. Then you can make the bracha. Avol Zoktitah, according to the Mashal, in Hu Yoda Bebirush Himadlekas Olav. But if you know your wife sent you a picture, you know, us at the menorah, and she snaps it, right, and says it to you, trying to make you feel guilty for not being home, right? Yeah, then you write back a picture of the credit card saying, well, this is why I have to work, right? Okay, good. Not giving anyone any ideas or anything. Says the mashal, you can't light. Unless you're alone. Even then you can't make a brach. Okay. Yeah. That's because that menorah was supposed to be lit. His argument is that you shouldn't be lighting a menorah now. You're with your wife. You're finished. So therefore, says the mashal, even if you're going to go light a menorah, you can't make a brach. Says the Taz, he disagrees adamantly. He writes, I don't understand. Why? He says, skip two lines. He says, I cannot be yoytze with something you do for me. I don't want to be yotze with my wife's bracha. I'm a furish be mechavin not to be yotze with my wife's bracha. So he writes, though.
The whole reason why you were yotze in the first place was because it was on the bias.
Very good.
And if you can't exclude yourself from the bias, then how does that work?
I'm proving this. That's exactly what this machloikis is based on. Very good. No, good, good. So what's this machloikis Taz and Mashal based on? The Taz says, what are you talking about? I can be say, I don't want to be yaitzah with your bracha like any other bracha. You can make a bracha with me and I can say, I'm not being yaitzah. Says the mashal, no, you're yaitzah with your wife's bracha. What's the machloikis? So the chayin point out, it's mamish the shayla. If you hold it to chiv on the bias, so you're done, you're finished. You're part of the bias. Unless you move out, you're part of the bias. If you're part of the bias, you're automatically yaitzah with the bracha. Therefore, there's nothing you can do. You can change, you can stand on your head, scream and yell, doesn't matter. However, if you hold like the Ramah says, no, it's not the pshat. So Ramah says, you can actively say, I don't want to be yaitzah with this ma'isa hadlaka. Therefore, I don't want to be yaitzah with your hadlaka. I don't want to be yaitzah with your bracha. I don't want to be connected to you. And therefore, says the Ramah, each person can light their own menorah. So this machlokes. Right. Pashtus not. Pashtus, it would happen automatically according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it would happen automatically.
So according to the Rambam, do we know from the Rambam, or how can you tell from the Rambam,
yeah,
that Beso means no matter where you are, or maybe it only means if you're actually in the house.
So that's what Chaim was trying to figure out. Why can't you have two batim? Guy has two homes. Maybe he's chayv to light in both batim. So strictly speaking, the halacha is usually not. You assume you only have to light in one place. Maybe because haroya, someone will walk by your house and say, hey, where's the benayra? They don't know I went away for Shabbat. They don't know I'm in my summer home. That's a digzeret rabbanon, but I mean, it's a chash. But strictly speaking, there's only one bias. That's only, you have one house, so that's the light.
Maybe
maybe
my wife is different.
Ishto kagufo.
So even if you want to separate yourself, you can't.
Aha, but mash, mashaken, a son from the father could.
Right.
Okay, right here. So I'll bring you another raya. We're going to try another raya just to make Seth happy.
Generations that has a
we're going to try another raya. Let's try page three.
What would happen if, let's say, you have a house in the country? You and your wife go up to the house in the country, but your kids are here. So then you're saying that if your kids live before you, you shouldn't light in the country?
No, we don't pass them that way. That's machlokes Taz and Mashal. According to Taz and Mashal, maybe you wouldn't.
I know.
That's part of machlokes Taz and Mashal. That would be the machlokes Taz and the Mashal in such a case. So let's try to bring another right that I think Seth might like or might not like. Let's turn to page three. The Chacham Tzvi, the famed father of Reb Yaakov Emden. Number 12 on the right corner. You could spend hours talking about the Chacham Tzvi's personal life. Fascinating person. He was an amazing, amazing person. But in any case, says the Chacham Tzvi the following Shiloh. We touched upon this last week. The Chacham Tzvi was asked the following question. Shiloh. The Faresh, what I like about the Chacham Tzvi, he was very into negotiating his rabbinic contract. We're talking about in the 1600s. He negotiated very, he had a lot of kids, and he was very tough about his contract that he demanded that he gets paid double the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei.
Because more work.
He demanded that he gets paid double. So I mentioned this in my shul, this Chacham Tzvi. Okay? It went over well. It went over pretty well. I got extra money. It was good. It was a subtle reminder. But it's actually fascinating. People think only Rabbanim now negotiate contracts. There's someone who's writing their PhD on this topic. Rabbanim negotiated contracts as early as the 1600s. Rabbinic contracts. And these guys are big hakpadah, some of these Rabbanim. They wanted a yeshiva. They were only going to become a rav of a town if it comes along with the yeshiva. That was one akbar. They wanted to study their own bismedrish. They don't study. They wanted serious akpadas. They wanted a lot of money, depending on how many kids they had. So this new thing, everyone's like, oh, Rabbanim today, this all, it's all about business. It's old business. It was like that 400 years ago. So just so the Chacham was like that. One of those gedolim. He was a great rabbi. So he was asked the following shayla. There's a very strange halacha in Hilchos Chanukah. Yeah, we owe him. Thank you.
He didn't want it, but he said, you know,
he took on for the team.
Yeah,
we appreciate
so
that.
So he was the one who got the rabbis 10 weeks off in the summer, huh?
No, that's
one who
maybe.
That.
I don't get 10 weeks off.
I know.
Okay. So the Chacham Tzvi has the following shayla. There's a very interesting halacha in Hilchos Chanukah.
What?
It says in Hilchos Chanukah that a katan shehigia lechinuch can be moitzi es agadol. Let's say you're home with your 12-year-old son, and you're not up to learning menorah. So then your son lights the menorah. He's moitzi you. So he's up to Shulchan Aruch. Now what's the problem with that?
A katan
can be moitzi agadol. Again, if you're home on Purim and you're not up to reading the Megillah, so you tell your 12-year-old son, do me a favor, read the Megillah for me. You're not yitzah. He's only mechoyev derabbanan. How could it be moitzi you a mitzvah? But it says in Shulchan Aruch.
What's it? How can you? The whole Megillah is only
good. So two drabonins. You can't do two drabonins either.
Ah, okay.
So frak the.
If it's a mitzvah on the bayis.
There you go. Kavaldik. That's where we're going with this.
But if you hold the cotton as part of the
bayis. That's right. Very good. Okay. Listen. It's like the Tesla. Everything goes by itself over here. Fantastic. Kavaldik. Okay. So says the Chacham Tzvi. He wants to know. Ma ben Chanukah. Shepasak the cotton shegi lechinuch moiti es agadol. Why by Chanukah? Could a katan be mighty a gadol le Purim, but by Purim she pasaku kechol shara poiskim katan a kam de Yehuda. Shav shegi lechenechen mighty shav di chavas. And yet when it comes to Megillah, you don't find a katan can be mighty a gadol in the Megillah. So why is he yotzi the menorah? Sok the chacham tzvi sviur leide bechaneko kimin de lavaka kafto de gavrum motel chiv adlok. Says the chacham tzvi longish words over here because the chiv menorah is not on the person. Every person has to put on tefillin. Every person has to hear shofar. Every person has to hear Megillah. That's what we call today chiv gavrum. Says the Chacham Tzvi, Elo Echad Mikol Bnei Habayis Madlik BePesach HaChatzar. But that's not the oneness of Menorah. Menorah is someone from the household has to put up a Menorah. V'shuv Ein Shum Chiyav Al Shum Acher Mikol Bnei Habayis. Once there is a Menorah representing the Bayis, so then no one else has to put up a Menorah. Well, that's a separate question. Can you chab a mitzvah for me? But if I'm giving it to him, okay. So you want to argue that issue is only a bar chiyuva? Right, the pashtus is if he'd be 5 years old, he wouldn't be able to do it. If he's not a gil chinuch, he has to at least be in the parsha. Right. I mean, you see from the mechaber, it has to at least be in the parsha of mitzvahs.
Right.
So now if the father offers and says, listen, I'm not up to it. So
and
says
according to Chacham Tzvi, how would you ever have mahajim in a mahajim?
Oh, that's the problem. So we're going to see in a second. The only way to have mahajim in a mahajim is if you're going to have where you're mechavin not to be yitzah. You know, you're mechavin not to be yotze with my father's halacha.
Right. So how does that make him mahadrim in a mahadrim? If I'm not yotze with him, so how am I mean being mahadrim?
I'm doing my own mitzvah.
But you're just doing because
these boys can hold that it's not a chiv on the bias, it's a chiv on the balabas. So I'm going mahadrim means I do my own mitzvah, not be samech on my father. That's how they understood mahadrim. Meaning, according to those rishonim, mahadrim means doing the mitzvah yourself. That's what I'm doing. Doing the mitzvah myself.
Assuming that Mahadrim Mahadrim is building off of
that's correct. That's also Machlokes Rishonim. Yeah, hopefully, maybe we'll get to that next year. We still have to get to that child. So says the Chacham Tzvi, he brings a raya, the Gemara that we saw last week. He says over here, what? V'shuv ain't shum chiyav al shum echem gavai al v'shuv shum omar bracha v'lo yiro al hadlaka v'adif mini omar reb zeir kivin de b'lis v'amin osu l'tzvich al hadi kum adlaka ala v'yis. Remember this Gemara from last week? Our Salvation Board is right. The Gemara said that reb zeir once he got married, he said, Gavaldik, now I don't have to give a pruta to my balabas to be mishtatav in the menayra. Why? Because once my wife is lighting, I'm good to go. I'm part of my wife's bias. I'm yaitz with her hadlaka. So he says, "Lusru leitzvicha the hakam madlig alai begay beisa amtul achi sagi bekatan shegi lechenach hamadlig bepesach hachatzer." Ava bekriyas hamigila hamuta kol echad veechad the kriyas shmei hamigila, but by migila it's a chiyav gavra. Says the Chacham Tzvi lomnisha terms menorah is a chiyav on the bias. If it's a chiyav on the bias, once the bias has a menorah, we're done, we're finished. Mashenki menorah is a chiyav on the gavra. Every person has to hear menorah to hear megila. So therefore, I can't be yotze with a cut. So what do you see from this Chacham Tzvi? Mamish this Yisrael that we keep on drilling over and over and over again. You know what? Menorah is a chayiv asal bayis, and therefore you can't detach from the bayis unless you move out. Therefore, as long as I'm part of the bayis, I'm automatically yotze whether I want it or not. And therefore, that's why the Rambam holds you can't light your own menorah.
And how's that help with the guy in the hotel?
Because that's his bayis still.
The hotel
it could be a bayis also if there's no one. Meaning, Me'ikarat did his bayis is still his house.
Oh.
So therefore, he's yotze with that hadlaka. Now, he should lighten the hotel just because of Araya. You don't want people walking by and not seeing him there in front of his window.
So if he was ready for the first night, the wife would be broken. So if he comes back home the second night, he can't make a shachiyana?
No, he wouldn't make a shachiyana probably because he didn't light yet for the first time.
But even if giving the whole bias, mm-hmm. it still has to be cut in the deal.
Correct. That's
so there has to be something right, about right. Halakha also.
That's a good point. That's a good point that even if it's a chavis bias, you still have to be shaykh lemitzvos. That much at least you see. Yeah, I think that's a good point. So that's what Ibrahim Olshan points out on number 13.
And
that
then
this
the
is,
wife could do it because I'll your boys in an S.
The wife is mechoyv. I'll fafay boys in an S.
Not al tishter kigufa.
Oh, she doesn't need to come out tishter kigufa. She could do it also herself. So if you look over here.
Plus, she's not doing it just for him.
Right, she's doing it for herself as well. Right, that's right. She doesn't need to come out there. She can go. So that's what Yeruch HaMoshe points out at number 13, this shtickle toy that we just pointed out, that everything hinges on this yisoid. The yisoid is that Menoyer is a chayvus bias, and you're part of the bias whether you like it or not. And if you look at number 14, this is again from last week in Kuntres Chanukah Megillah. So Robbie motivated me to look up who he was. Who was the Kuntres Chanukah Megillah?
Oh, wow.
So I was wrong. Schatayani Maskar Hayoyim, last week's parsha. That I didn't know who he was. And I should have known because me and him learned in the same yeshiva. He learned in Grodno. He learned by Reb Shimon many, many years ago. So he was born, his name is, I wrote it down, his name is Chaim Aaron Tertzen. So he was a Talmud by Reb Shimon. He was born in 1917 in Belarus. He grew up in Europe. He learned in Grodno for many years. And then his family moved to Eretz Yisrael. When he moved to Eretz Yisrael, he became very close with the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav took a big liking to him. And the Brisker Rav actually had him appointed a Rosh Yeshiva of a yeshiva called Yeshiva Le Mitsuyanim. That's our name for yeshiva, right? Wow. That's the name. Elitist yeshiva. Yeah. So he opened that yeshiva. That was in 1959. In 1970, he published this great sefer that we use today, Kuntres Chanukah Megillah. And then in 1971, he was Nifter. So relatively contemporary, 40 years ago. But he was Taka Talmud, he learned by Reb Shimon many, many years ago. So he points out, we'll come back to more of his Chedushim today, but in 14 he just points out that the Rambam sheet is very clear that it's a din in the bias. And therefore, since the Rambam holds that Menorah is tall in the bias, everything makes a lot of sense in the Rambam sheet. Okay, I'm only rushing because I want to get at least to the last sheet today because next Sunday we definitely can't talk about Hanukkah. So if you look over here in number 16 from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi has a Gvaldik Akasha. Beis Halevi wants to know, why are we so makbid on Hidr Mitzvah when it comes to Hanukkah? We have levels upon levels upon. It's so strange. Just tell me what to do. Tell me how to light menorah. I'll light menorah. What are you telling me? We have, you know, this baseline and the second level and this. The whole thing is very strange. So the basic lady comes up in a Gevaldik Chiddush, number 16. He writes, Hine, hodem etzino b'mitzvah zu hidr v'yoyse hidr. Where do you ever find a mitzvah with hidr and more hidr? It's like you're climbing a ladder to get to the top of the mitzvah. So he says, Anir mishum de'ikur hanez tachlisa hoyerach mishum hidr mitzvah l'chuda. Because the whole mitzvah, the whole nez came about because of hidr mitzvah. Why? They had enough oil to light for one night. They could have made thinner wicks. If they would have made thinner wicks, it wouldn't have needed as much oil. So if they would have made thinner wicks and used the thinner wicks, they would have been able to save on oil. So he writes,
why
he
masked the
Lishma?
That's
the Pnei Shuvos pshat, right?
Right, so why didn't he use that? You know, he doesn't say that.
He's a Salavechik. You have to be Mechadid. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I mean, why say from the Pnei Shuvos?
I don't know. You want it to, I'm not sure how he knows this.
I mean,
it is a Medrash somewhere that says it. I don't know.
It's Chiddush.
We'll see. It's
got to work outside.
We'll see in a second. It's a very big Chiddush. Halacha and Lomnus, what the base label is going to tell us. Therefore,
in other words, I should not have dispensed with all of it that first night. Huh? I should have done.
Oh, very good. That's going to be the cash on the Beis Halevi. So says the Beis Halevi, so they made a chazon of this. If we take the wicks and make them 1/8 of their normal thickness, we'd be able to save on oil and be able to go. But
the same question on the oil. They could have only a little bit of oil.
Right, yeah, that's one of the truths. Right. That some say they did. And that little went much further to answer up the Beis Yosef's cash. The truth is, everyone calls it the Beis Yosef's cash. It's already brought down in Mishainim. I don't want to take away from the Beis Yosef Chas V'Shalom, but his kash of why is Chanukah 8 days versus 7 days is really already found in Mishainim.
Because
the first day wasn't a miracle. So my son wanted to tie it to me up shot. He tied it. The reason why it's 8 days because of Sveikah D'Yayma. Every Yom Tov has Sveikah D'Yayma. So you have to have Sveikah D'Yayma. So that's why Chanukah is 8 days.
He's 5 years old.
No, he's 8 already now.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So he asked it when he was 5.
No, he asked me this week. So I said to him, it's a very nice kash. The truth is the Pais can talk about it. Why is there no Sveikah D'Yayma on Chanukah? Every other din, so every din that rises, we have Sveikah D'Yayma. Why is there no Sveikah D'Yayma on Chanukah? But I told him, I said, if you're right, So that means Eretz Yisrael should also. Why does Eretz Yisrael have 8 days? They should only have 7 days. We should have 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
So then he got a little confused, and that was the end of the conversation.
But it's interesting. What was the minimum time?
Yeah, they had to burn for a significant amount of time. I mean, the Beis Halevi's point is that if they would have used thinner wicks, they could have got everything done. So why didn't they say the Beis Halevi? He says, "Mash or Yirag Elias b'chol Yom Muktim, v'yimash b'glishman Yom, v'yimikayim Ikar Mitzvus. There ain't shilu v'apsilus. There's no halacha into how thick the wicks have to be. Now that makes it really troubling. V'chol haneis ha'yirak b'shem hidden mitzvah. So the whole miracle came about because of hidden mitzvah. Shiu haneiros yafim kimoishah yimikayim, because they wanted the candle to be just as nice as it was before. V'al kein tiktu chachamim mitzvazu hidurim yosim mikol mitzvah. Says the Beis Halevi, since the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah came about because of hidden mitzvah." That's why when we restructured it, we made it with hidden mitzvah. But what's the kash on the Beis Halevi? Who gave them the right to make that psak? Who told them that they shouldn't do that? The Beis Halevi told us that there is no shear to the thickness of the psilas. So why? Who told them to be such frumas? They should have did this. They should have taken the psilas, made them thinner, and this way they could have won for 8 days. So instead they did what? Like David said, they're semichal anes. They decided we're going to keep it thick because we're going to be amah frumah. Who gave them the right to do that? What I'm saying... It's a kasha. It's a strong kasha.
It could have been 4 days just as easily.
No, but if they would have done it properly, they would have had enough to go. I mean, they decided we're going to do hidden mitzvah. Who says you do hidden mitzvah in Makkah that you might lose out on the mitzvah tomorrow?
Well, they weren't doing hidden mitzvah. They were doing the mitzvah.
No, they held. No.
The way they always did.
Right, which they held.
Which was not hidden. It was just.
No, basically, Levi held. Hidden was doing the way we always did would be hidden. It's supposed to downgrading. Downgrading would be a breach in hidden mitzvah. I don't know. I would have.
Oh, what did he say? You probably heard this, that it was a schola. You rededicate the base of make jump corners.
I think there's a big yisoid to that. If you look in the Lashon of the Alanisim, you look in the Rambam.
Which means it's not a hider. It's just you're just doing what you're supposed to do.
In this situation.
No. The norm is you're doing the best way possible.
Right, because it's the base
of
make.
If you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, you look in the Alanisim, you see there's a big emphasis of that Yom Tov Chanukah was also just getting back to the way things were supposed to be. Getting back to the life that we wanted to want to have, that we used to have. That was a big emphasis on the whole Yom Tov Chanukah, was getting back to normal, getting back to having a Beis HaMikdash, getting back to Lahi Menorah, getting back to being in control. That was a big emphasis on the whole Maisa Chanukah. But in any case, this is the Beis HaLevi. It's a famous Beis HaLevi. I just wanted to point it out for interesting purposes.
It seems that, with all respect to Beis HaLevi, but how would they have made a cheshbon to say, but make it a little thinner, it'll go the whole...
I guess they knew. Somehow they knew that if you make thinner wicks, if you have thinner wicks, I guess they knew that in that case
but
it wouldn't.
They knew about viscosity.
Yeah, they understood this. I don't, but they did.
Instead of 8 windings,
they knew. They know originally that it would take a full week to get
oil. Yeah, that's what they assumed. That's what they assumed, yeah. Okay, so let's get to the page today that we have to get to. Okay, so let's go to what we call Mahajan Bin Chanukah Chelik Beis. So the Kudrus Chanukah, this Reb Chaim Turtzin, makes an interesting observation.
Number one.
He writes like this. Again, he's going like everyone assuming that Pshat in the Rambam sheet is that Menoira is Ner, Ishu Beisim means it's a Chayv on the bias. Once it's a Chayv as a bias, as long as you're part of the bias, you Yotze automatically, you can't back out, you can't disconnect, you're stuck with the family. Like you tell people, you're stuck with your family, you can't trade in other parents, you can't trade in other siblings. Tells my kids all the time, you're stuck with us, that's it. You get who you get. That's it. You can't detach from the bias. So says Reb Chaim Turtzin, Lufiza Efshir Gam Levar Mashkas Ram Balacha Now. V'mahajan es haMitzvah Madik Neiros Kamin Anshei Bayis Neir L'chol Echad V'Echad Bein Anoshim Bein Noshim. If you remember, the Rambam's Loshin said that you like if the amount of people in the house, whether men, whether women. We saw Rabbi Salvechik took it even to the extent of Ketanim. We mentioned that last week. V'ilu b'shulchan aruch tof v'shanayim v'kosav rambo, d'cholech b'me'abayis yadlik, m'shtiburo v'yeshoyim d'kosav, levad mi'ishto yidihi kigufa. M'shtiburo explains, who's the only person in the bayis who does not light her own menayro? That's the wife, because she's yaitse with ishto kigufa. So he explains, u'lefi hanal nicha, d'l'ramo d'svir leida hidahu di pared miner ha'bal ha'bayis. Meaning, he says this, according to the Ramo, you have to explain why a wife doesn't light her own menorah. Because according to the Ramah, the hidur is everyone light their own menorah. So why is my wife not lighting her own menorah? The answer is because there's a lom that's called Ishta Kegufa. Ishta Kegufa means that's Kielu, she's lighting her own menorah. So that's why you have to be kvetched to explain why doesn't a wife light her own menorah. But he says, meaning, when the Ramah says everyone in the house lights their own menorah, what happened to the wife? Why doesn't she count? The 16-year-old girl lights her own menorah, the 16-year-old boy lights his own menorah, the 25-year-old lights her own menorah, but not the wife. Why not? Because again, according to the Rama, the hiddur is more people lighting is more beautiful. So why doesn't the wife light her own menorah? It's Akhtavish Debura. Because Ishta Kiguf, it's Ke'ilu, the wife is lighting the menorah. However, Mashenki in the Harambam, but if you hold like the Rambam, the hiddur Laharbas Menorah, according to the Rama, what's the hiddur? It's not about who lights, it's about how many candles there are. So then Shaykh Lahoisiv Nevish al Ishtoi. So then he says, you're not going to say Ishtoi Kigufoi. I mean, according to the Rambam, the wife gets one of the candles. What do you mean Ishtoi Kigufoi? No, says Reb Chaim Torts, very good shmach, because Ishtoi Kigufoi is a pshat, why I'm not doing a maisa. Why is my wife not doing a maisa adlocha? Because her maisa adlocha and my maisa adlocha is one. But according to the Rambam, it's about counting heads. If it's about counting heads, you're not going to say Ishtoi Kigufoi then. And therefore, you'd put another candle on the menorah for the wife as well. Very geschmack. That's why, according to the Rambam, you're going to include women, even your wife. And you're not going to say Ishta Kigufa according to the Rambam. Why, according to the Rambam, you would say Ishta Kigufa. I think that's very, very mistavra. No, you'd like that amount, kefili, on the night of Hanukkah. So let's say tonight is 8. So if you have 10 people in the house, you're going to light 80 candles. No, 80 in one menorah. One menorah with 80 candles. The Rambam holds as one madlik, and the number of neighbors correspond to the night of Hanukkah with the amount of people in the house. Which according to the Rambam means including the wife, and maybe even the little kids. While according to the Rambam, each person lights their own menorah kefi the night of Hanukkah, but the wife don't light their own menorah.
So there's 10 menorahs with 8 candles.
Correct. It's the same amount at the end, but how you distribute it. Now, points are Rabbi Shavai's another Gevaldi Gediak over here. He writes at number 2, V'nir b'zeh, the be'emes ein ner Chanukah mitzvah sabayis k'may mezuzah. He takes it a step further, Rabbi Shavai. He says, don't look at menorah like you would mezuzah. We spoke about this last week. That maybe it's like mezuzah. It's a chivon abayis. He says, not so. But v'loy mitzvah haprat k'may matzah. But it's not an individual mitzvah like eating matzah. Ela gede mimutzo u'mechudesh. It's a new middle ground. So this is the great, 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 great trick of Lomdus. You have two ways of looking at it. Chayv es bayis, chayv es gavra, somewhere in between. Says the Rashi, what's in between? Elagedem is v'hukim ha-mitzvah ayidei kol b'nei ha-bayis b'yachad. The way this works is that everyone together in the house fulfills the mitzvah. V'dugma rechoyka, mitzvah mutalas al-klak k'bin ha-beis ha-migdash. Says, would you ever find such a thing? The mitzvah of building the beis ha-migdash. We all have an obligation to build the beis ha-migdash. Oy mitzvah mutalas al kehanim, k'may akoves karbonis v'achilas kochim. The be'emes ha-mitzvah mutalas al kulam. The mitzvah is on everyone. Ach ein ze choivas ha-prat shekolecha mitzvah ba'befnei atzmo. Meaning, each one of us has to build the beis ha-migdash, but we don't have a prati as chiv to build the beis ha-migdash. Ela ha-mitzvah mishutefes.
If the tzibur builds, then
we all together have to go build the beis ha-migdash.
Maybe what he's saying is that by mezuzah, the mitzvah's on the binyan, the physical building itself, right? Which is pashas in the mitzvah, right? That's the way to do it, right? But a bias for Hanukkah is the people in it are what make the bias.
That's right.
It's not
the
physical.
Exactly. That's where he's coming from. Ela mitzvah mishutefes lebnei habayis. It's a team effort. Team bias. Right? The team bias together is mekayim this mitzvah. And he has a nice diuk. He says, what's the lashon of the Gemara?
Everyone has an individual sheet in it, or no? It's a mitzvah on the tzibur.
So he's saying it's a mitzvah for the tzibur with pratim, with pratius. It's a mechidish, right? But listen to this diak. I like this diak because diak is what's the lashon of Chazal? Ner ishu beisai, v'loy ner libayis, el ishu beisai. Why don't you say ner libayis? Didn't the bias? So that was David, right? Ner ish ubeis. It's got the ish in there. Mushum kach yesh hidur kasha madlik neiris keminyan anche beisai. He's bothered with my kasha. How do you understand the Rambam? The hidur mitzvahs have more candles. What type of hidur is that? If the mitzvah is that my bias should have menorah. So what's the hiddur that have more candles? Says Rabbi Shavai, no. The kaminyan shebeis letzayim b'zeshah kulam shutofim b'mitzvah zu. Because every person in the bayis has to connect to this mitzvah. So each candle corresponds to a person in the house. So now I'm connected to the mitzvah.
It makes sense, because if two people live next door to each other, one house has 2 people in it, one house has 10 people in it, they both are doing it mahadrin,
that's right,
as long as it's the
that's
number
right,
of
that's right.
House.
So he
even
wants
though
to,
one's much brighter
right
than the other one.
So his point is that the fact that we're all mechuyev in the mitzvah, that's why my candle is relevant. Why should we light the menorah minyan anshei beis? Who cares about the anshei beis? So says Rabbi Shavai, you see that the anshei beis are also chelik of the mitzvah. They're yoytze through the family bias, but they're also important in the mitzvah. That's his deal. That's right. Because tanim are also part of the bias. They're also chelik of the bias. Now there's a Chumash Reb Kivego over here, which we could probably spend a lot of time on, but we're gonna go quickly. Look, Ozrim Kveig was asked the following shayla. Misha hidlik ner Chanukah b'leil ches tonight. Someone lit the menorah tonight. Rishochach levarich alad lakasa. He forgot to make a bracha. V'rak koydim shehidlik kulam niska da dayin leberich. The guy's halfway through the menorah. Right? It's number tonight's number 8. So he got through number 6, and then his wife tells him he never made a bracha. So he's got 2 more to go. Should he stop now and make a bracha and light the last 2, or do we say it's too late? That's a big kveig shayla.
Too late to make,
A bracha.
For the next night.
No, there is no next night.
No, it's tonight. Yeah. Tonight, there's 2 candles left in the menorah he didn't light yet. Right. Can he make a bracha and light those last 2?
Why
or
not?
Or maybe we said he was already yoytze the mitzvah with the first candle, and now it's just hid the mitzvah. You can't make a bracha and hid
the
mitzvah.
It's still in the same zman, though. He didn't leave yet.
It's not like he finished. Yeah,
that's for bracha. That might be true that he could light it. That din is true.
He said, well, do you go back for six?
Yeah, but he was talking about a bracha. He was talking about bracha.
A second.
So should have a bracha over here. Yeah. No, he never made one yet. He forgot to make a bracha. The guy was.
Maybe you can't make a bracha with only 2 candles.
Why not?
Because
it's in the Nerisha Beisha. Yeah, but make
right
then you can make them 1. Yeah, but make right then I can light 1. The guy who doesn't have money, he lights 1 candle tonight, he makes a bracha. I shouldn't say that. I think he does. We'll see, it might be a machlekes.
Does it so be the same Shiloh with the bris?
Yeah. But over here, there's a bracha.
I understand. Let's say he didn't make the bracha by the bris. And now it's sitzen shema'akif.
Fine. I guess.
Why don't you have an issue of over the last yasur? Because you already lit.
Oh, that's the problem. Problem is, can I make a bracha when I already finished the mitzvah? Mitzvah's over.
Because you lit.
Do you argue that the mitzvah's not over yet? Because I didn't do mahajim and the mahajim yet.
And then you can't make a bracha on the hitter, you mean?
And you can't make a bracha just on the hitter.
Why do we cure Dafke 8th night? Wouldn't it be the same shayla any other
night? Yeah, it'll be the same shayla. It was the 3rd night, and he realized that's the first. This is just the most creative. Now,
I mean, he's already just lit 1, so it was the other side of the mitzvah, so he didn't make a bracha.
Right.
So what about that?
Okay, right. So now, this is really going to be totally my shtickle Torah. If you believe that mahajim and a mahajim is regular hitter mitzvah, so then my answer would be, of course you can't make a bracha. It's hidda mitzvah. But if you hold that mahajim and a mahajim is a special type of hidder, it's not stam, do the mitzvah better, but this is the way they wanted you to do the mitzvah. So it's a chelik of the mitzvah. If it's a chelik of the mitzvah, you talk about yetz the mitzvah yet. What does Reb Kivega write? He says, Ach le'inyin bracha lahadlik l'chayra kvar gomra mitzvah, so I'm yad kishet l'gnerecha. Says Reb Kivega that l'chayra you yetz the mitzvah. The madr moisef haneiris rak machmas hidden mitzvah do shaykh levarachalov. The extra 7 candles that just hidden mitzvah. You can't make a bracha on hidden mitzvah. The ein lahavi raya the shaykh levarachal hider. The anam bevachinu kab nebayis. What are you talking about? Every Jewish home that has more than 1 menorah is making a bracha on hider. This is not what we've been talking about. Says Reb Kivega, no, after Medina neri shabesai the einoch and bechlal the einoch and the rest of them bechlal hamehadrim ze einoi. The shani hosam the kivin the ritzoyne liyos me'am mahadrim kavanosoy shleilotzeis b'shel zeh hamadlik umemela mechoyev medina. Says Reb Kivega, the opposite of what we've been saying in the Rambam. Says Reb Kivega, you know how it works in every Jewish home when everyone lights their own menorah, they're having kavona not to be yotze with the father's menorah. So says Reb Kivega, that's why you can make a bracha on hider. But other than that, says Reb Kivega, no bracha on hider. So clearly, this Reb Kivega was not assuming like our alumnus. He writes at the end, you're done after the first one. And everything after that is just mahadrin. So according to Reb Kiveger, he's assuming not like me. Or I'm assuming not like Reb Kiveger, more respectful. Reb Kiveger is saying, no, the mitzvah is still the way it is. The first candle is the mitzvah, finished. The rest of it is just hidden mitzvah, extra credit. Now, l'chor there should be numerous nafkaminas. Well, Kveger says he ends up coming out for a different reason. Why? Okay, I don't want to get into this, but why does Kveger say he can make the bracha? So Kveger says because the mitzvah is not over until the 30 minutes have passed from after you lit the menorah. It's a dying bit. You're still that's in the mitzvah. Kveger says since the mitzvah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah yet. I'm with you. I was waiting for that. 100%. So says Reb Kveger, since you weren't yet yoytze the mitzvah because it needs to go for 30 minutes, so you're still handling, it's still in the middle of the mitzvah. This is Reb Kveger. Okay.
So when do you actually make the bracha?
Right before you light the first candle.
Right before, yes. Not while you're
lighting? No. I see people do that. That's wrong. You're supposed to light right before, you make the bracha right before you touch it.
On the first candle.
Now, here's the shayla.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. If I didn't make a bracha on my tefillin this morning, and I realize now I didn't make a bracha, I can't go home now and put on tefillin, but you can say mitzvah's kol yom.
In other words, could I not now go ahead and...
No, if you put on tefillin in the morning, then you put on tefillin a second time, you will make another bracha the second time. Yeah, 100%. Okay, every time, because every time is a mitzvah. Every time you wear tefillin.
By the case of the candle.
It's a one-time mitzvah. I mean, let's say you heard Megillah once, right? You heard Megillah once, and then you'd hear Megillah again.
But that actually, you have ways around it, because that's happened to me. You do it to me, you know, close to somebody
else. Yeah, then you're doing it, because, right, but I'm saying, ask yourself.
Or Kiddush.
Right, right. That's because of Arvus. You're able to make it to someone else, but on your own.
Maybe do the bracha Arvus.
Maybe. But you wouldn't be able to do it else yourself.
I'll say something very funny for a second, Rabbi Rolov came to me about 5-10 years ago, and he said, Dave, can you do a mitzvah? So I said, okay, well, he said, do me a favor. There's a guy in the hospital. Read the Megillah for him. I took my wife, and we went to the hospital. The guy's name is, I don't know, Jacob Weinstein. Nice Jewish name. I said to the guy, I'm here, Rabbi Rolov, come with you, go ahead and lay for you. You know, I said, I made the bracha. 1, 2, 3 brachas, whatever it was. Bye, he, math, hashe, rosh. And he went to sleep, totally. I'm just slept in the middle of the first pasuk. I looked at my wife. I said, what are we supposed to do here? I said, I'll finish the pasuk. I looked in the hallway to see if anybody else needed to go ahead and hear Chris McGill. And then I just...
Wow.
And what else to do?
Wow.
Like, I didn't know
what
my captain was.
Yes, that's true for Kriyas HaTorah. I don't know if it means for McGill. I hear, I would have done the same thing. It's a busy day part. Who has time to sit around?
I'm saying, well, then you already make a mitzvah to somebody else. I wasn't making time, then whatever.
Right. And I don't think it was a Rachel Atoll. I think at the time it was supposed to be, you know, supposed to be done right. So
and you do Lahalik Ner and Shasa Nisim before you light the
first. Everything's done before you light the first candle.
Try to do it right.
Right. So that's so here's the Shiloh.
Better late than never.
So
where's the minute come that some people, I've seen this and I think it's wrong, that people make the first bracha, they light and then they say Shasa Nisim.
I've seen that,
and I think it's wrong.
Right. Why does it matter if you do? I don't think it matters. I think it's just Tamazay middle doing the mitzvah. You shouldn't make a bracha. It's not a bracha. But what I want to get to is this yisoid that I saw both from. At first, I thought of it myself, and I was mechamen to both. Rabbi Shavai says it, Rucham Olshan says it, but I put down the way Rucham Olshan words it. I think this is the answer to the whole sugya of Menayah. So Rucham Olshan writes this in number 4. He says, "V'nir the mocha mizeh." He says, "Really, Reb Shach says it first. Shuvra iti shukasukin avi yezri di soy din the mahajim min a mahajim eino midin hider mitzvah d'almo. Mahajim min a mahajim of Ner Chanukah is not hider mitzvah times 100." There was a special takana by Menorah, maybe because of the Beis Halevi's logic, to be do this mitzvah in a special way. It's not because you're making the mitzvah better. You want to make the mitzvah as nice as possible. They're not stam hider mitzvah candles. They're candles in this new category called mahajim min mahajim. The ainam megedur hider leguf haner shal ikar mitzvah. Umemele pshita the ainza bechalal shara mitzvahs shemahajim moisim kion tzukah nor lulav nor elden hider bifnei atzmai sheish tosefes kiyum beikar mitzvah idei tosefes. It's not stam the mitzvah is X and this is X plus better. No, this is a better in the whole tzur of the mitzvah. It's not just the mitzvah is this, but you can do the mitzvah nicer. No. Chazal built into the mitzvah to do the mitzvah to its nicest ability. So that's mahajim and a mahajim.
And that's why you could make a bracha.
Oh, so the fees there, I want to kind of like
this. So this fits in according to Rabbi Kivega also then? Why you can?
No, this would not stem with Rabbi Kivega.
Why not?
Because according to Rabbi Kivega, you should have no problem making a bracha on the mahajim and a mahajim. Why can't you make a bracha on the mahajim and a mahajim? It's part of the ikat takana.
And what's he saying?
He's saying that the lomdus of mahajim and a mahajim is it's not hider mitzvah. It's a new category called Mahajim Min HaMahajim, a new way to do the Menorah.
But it's part of the mitzvah?
See, he doesn't say that. I would say it like that. I would take it one step further and say it's now Iker Mahus of the Menorah is to do Mahajim Min HaMahajim.
But then it becomes Mahajim.
No, this is the way Chazal wanted you to take the Menorah.
No, but I'm saying if you're just doing it the regular way, it's just Mahajim. So we've made it Mahajim.
Oh, it's more than that. I'll prove it to you. What's my right? One second. I want to prove it to you.
Saying according to the Rambam or the Ramah? In other words,
whichever one you pick,
right.
That's the way you're supposed
that's
to do
right,
it.
That's right. Now, I'll prove it to you.
One second. I'm confused. How does this fit in with your... how's this argument?
It doesn't work. Because according to Kivega, he's looking at this as typical Hidden Mitzvah, and you don't make a bracha on Hidden Mitzvah. I'm saying it's not Hidden Mitzvah.
But didn't he say if you light the 8... Wasn't the whole Shiloh, you lit 6 of them and you have 2 left? He says you can make the bracha.
No, he says you can't.
And why does he say why?
Because that's Hidden Mitzvah. And that's Hidden Mitzvah. You can't make a bracha on Hidden Mitzvah.
But according to him,
again, I'm saying according to me that I think that the mahajim and the mahajim is not stam hid the mitzvah; it's a chelik of the mitzvah.
So you could make the mitzvah.
I think you could. Now I'll prove it to you. What's one of my rayas? Number 8. Look at the mechaber number 8. Talk to the mechaber. Kama neiris madik b'lela rishon. Okay, the mechaber is a halacha safe. It tells you how you're supposed to live your life. What does the mechaber say? How many candles do you light? So he writes b'lela rishon madik echad mikan v'elach moisev v'elach echad b'cholayla ad shvelachin yoshmaina. What? That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Mechaber says, you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to light one per night till you get to 8 and the eighth night you light 8. No, it's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says you can get away with one. Then the Gemara says if you want to be from, you do this. This is the last option in the Gemara. Why does the Mechaber not give us the first two options?
Parrot's
is the way you're supposed to do the mitzvah. It's not the pshat, well, I really should do the mitzvah this, but better. No, it's not better. Uh-huh. This is the way they wanted you to do the mitzvah. So Shulchan Aruch tells you how to live your life. This is what you should do. Every Jew should do mahajim and mahajim. Okay, now let's go back to 5. Let's talk about another nafkamina. The Mechaber writes in number 5, Acha shehidlik omar haneir salolu ono madlikim. Every Jewish home knows that after you light the menorah, you sing haneir salolu. When do you sing haneir salolu? So Mishnah Berurah writes in number 6, Acha shehidlik ner harishon. After you light the first candle, shu ikker, that's the main mitzvah, oimer haneris halalu, v'yigmar hadlaka b'oich omer haneris. Says, skip to the end of the Mishnah Berurah, he says, omikom wakei misha noig loimer haneris halalu, la'acha shehidlik hakoil. And if you want to sing haneris halalu after you light all the candles, nam yishab b'dami, that's also okay. What do I think the shayla is telling you? Mamish this nekuda. If you hold that after I light the first candle, I'm yoytzei the mitzvah, and everything else is extra credit, so sing a neiros halalu. Why not? But if you hold that this is all extension of the mitzvah, why would I sing a nigga in the middle of
the
shayla and a hafzer? So maybe that's totally in these two shaylas. Let's go one more case.
Well, so how could you use the lashon haneiros halalu? It should be haner halalu.
Yeah, okay, that's like that's like you have by Tfilas Kalim. Like we know, there's a shayla in the Paiskim, and you toivel one kli. You say al Tfilas Kalim, or you say al Tfilas Kelly. Okay, so many poskim, Machon Shulchan says, Kalim means the mitzvah of Kalim. So Haneiros means the candles, whatever night you're going to have. Let's try one more raya. Number 7. The Mishnah Berurah has the following shayla. Let's say oil is expensive. So I can either light one candle per night of oil, or I could light 8 nights with a candle. With shava. Which is better? Is it better to do mahadrin, better to do baseline with oil, which means tonight I'll light one candle of oil, or to light 8 with wax candles? Which is better? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mashem and Hubiyukar, if oil is expensive, mutav lahadlik b'nei reshava, it's better to light with wax, v'liyos moisav ahoylich, and continue on every night, k'moshe kasab b'fnim, b'mashe yadlik b'shem and zayis nerechot b'cholay levad, as opposed to lighting Shem and Zayis one night. I think Gemara says Shem and Zayis mitzvah mina mufcha, which means it's hidder mitzvah. So if it's hidder mitzvah, shouldn't that be more important? How do I know which hidder mitzvah beats the other? So according to me, it's not hidder mitzvah versus hidder mitzvah. It's hidder mitzvah versus hidder katakam. Now the truth is, it's not a raya. If you came to Tuesday night cheer, you know why this is not a raya. Because the Tuesday night cheer, we proved that Shava is not, Shem and Zayis is not such a hidder over wax. Because Shem and Zayis is only better.
It's not the flame. It's the flame.
Because it didn't in the flame. It's not a din in. So therefore, it's not such a raya. Let's try one last raya. To this you said about Neiros Chanukah. Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, number 9. Writes the Mechaber. Yaschol lahadik b'lel rishon b'ner hayoyse yimini. You're supposed to start to light every night with the one closest to the right. U'b'lel sheini kishiyoysev nerechot somach lo yaschol b'yorech ala noyse v'shiyoysev. Meaning the first night you light the one on the right. Then every subsequent night, you write the one on the left, the new one. So writes the Mechaber. Why? We want to go from left to right. So you start with the new one, you go on and on. Frek the Goy, number 10. The Ein Loi Tam V'Reach. I see no reason over here. Shize Ein Eirach L'Mahajim in a Mahajim. The Goy thought that every additional candle is Beged the Mahajim. And therefore, time of the Goy, why should you light the Mahajim first? You should light the Iker and there first. So Stamaz Reb Asher Weiss points out, how did the Goyim know which one was the Mahadrin and which one was the baseline? But L'chayri, this can't say Shaila, the Gro and the Mechab is back to our Shaila. If you hold Mahadrin and Mahadrin, it's a chelik of the mitzvah, so it's not so crazy to light it first. But But if you hold it's just extra credit, it's icing on the cake, so then the coin is 100% right. Why would you like the icing on the cake first instead of dealing with the actual Ner Mitzvah? So I think these are some of the... There's more rayas, more rayas that the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin was not typical Hidden Mitzvah. It was a new gedder in how to do the mitzvah, like the Beis Halevi pointed out. They were Mahadrin, the actual Kiyam HaMitzvah. Okay,
so we'll stop here. Sure.
Yeah.
Right tonight. You make two brides. Should you say wait till after Amir Zohar or not?
So it depends if the kids get rowdy. That's what I do. Yeah. When the kids get rowdy, I'm...
My kids are not getting rowdy.
So then you should... Well, you should Mr. Brewer... No, Mr. Brewer says after the first one, you can sing Amir Zohar.
What do you mean, while your kids are lighting?
No. Well, usually about, I don't know, my house I light last. That's what I do in my house. I let my kids go first and I light at the end.
Okay.